Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are not ready to go. I am still getting my equipment set up. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. Cameras are all jacked up. Well, at least my camera's jacked up. Scraby's camera's jacked up. But we are here in the studio for the first time in, I don't know, how long has this been?
A couple weeks, at least.
Longer.
I think it's been a little longer. But nonetheless, we are here together. Gentlemen, how's your day going?
Feeling good, Tony. Final off day for the Padres. And ultimately, I guess this is going to wind up being the day that the Padres are actually officially eliminated from being able to take down the Dodgers in the NL West. The Dodgers are leading 8-0 right now in the fifth inning. So they win that game, and their magic number to clinch the division is 0. So the only thing left for the Padres, it appears, will be hoping that the Cubs lose 3 of their remaining 4 games, beginning tonight against the Mets, and then the Padres sweep the Diamondbacks. That's the only way we're going to be here next week. Otherwise, pack your bags for Chicago. And you and I talked about this a little earlier. I almost would just assume the Cubs win tonight and get it out of the way so that the Padres can ease through the weekend and get their pitching exactly the way they want it and, you know, rest whoever they got to rest.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's a long shot right now to get the home games. And I think as long as you have a chance to get the home games, you got to try and get them. But if the Cubs win tonight, then that's pretty much all she wrote. So,
I mean, there's a lot of craziness happening down the stretch here. I mean,
yeah.
Right now you have in the American League, nothing's really sewn up yet. Right,
the American League is wild and crazy right now.
Wide open and crazy, as Chris just explained. Detroit Tigers hanging on to the last wild card spot, one game ahead of the Astros. Not sure how the tiebreakers break down on their end.
I'm not sure. The Astros are winning their game today in Oakland 7-0, so they're trying to keep some pressure on.
On the flip side, on the National League side, the Mets, I don't know, they have gotten lucky to this point because they could very well be chasing, but they're a half game up as long until this game, the Cubs game starts. Or excuse me, the Mets game starts.
Right, they're up. The Reds did win, 2-1,
so they're
keeping some pressure on.
So they're a half game until there's an outcome of the Mets-Cubs game.
Right. If the Mets lose tonight, it'll be tied up going to the final weekend.
The Diamondbacks were one game out going into the day, and they're losing. And so this is going to be an even tougher task.
Yes, they're going to come down here. They're going to come down here. They got to play for everything. But I'm not really. I don't care.
Yeah, it's not our problem.
It's not our issue. We have other things to take care of. We got to get everybody healthy. We got to get everybody rested. And I mean, to that end, Tony, we talked about it on the roundtable a lot this morning. But I mean, this injury to Ramon Laureano is a shot to the gut. It really hurts. You know, because he's been great. I mean, just simply put, he's been great. He's got a OPS well over 800 since he arrived here, and you know that. You lose Jason Adam a couple of weeks ago. I think that's being felt. I mean, that's a lights out arm that is not going to be there for you. And now you have a middle of the order bat. The good news for the Padres, they have enough depth in the sense that they can cover for it. Because I mean, Gavin Sheets has played really well, and he's also learned left field pretty well. So I don't feel bad about him. Going in, the one thing though it does do is it weakens your bench, right? Because you'd like to have Gavin Sheets pinch hitting in a tie game in the ninth inning, maybe, and he's not going to be pinch hitting because he's going to probably be in the lineup. So, you know, it's going to be felt. But Mike Shildt, who's been striking the right chord in my mind most of the season, said there's two things we can do. We can either figure it out or we can use it as an excuse. And to be honest with you, the Cubs are still without Kyle Tucker. I haven't seen him in a lineup yet. And so, you know, they can either deal with it or use that as an excuse. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is what it is. And you said that this morning. You just got to go now.
Yeah, we're at that point of the season. You're wasting time worrying
crying
about how it happened
and,
you know, all of that. At this point, you just need guys to step up. Gavin will be one of those guys that I'm sure will be, you know, be looking at to take a little bit of the load, as well as O'Hearn, as well as Manny. I mean, it's going to take a team effort. That's how good.
But that's how they got here.
Right, 100%. But that's how good Ramon has been since he's been here.
Yeah.
I mean, he's second, I think, OPS since coming on board.
Right, yeah. No, he's been great. So
he's been phenomenal.
That's a shame. And hopefully they can win the first series, and hopefully he can come back, although...
Don't hold your breath on that. I'm just saying.
That's wishful thinking as far as I'm concerned, because the second series, if they make it, starts a week from Saturday. So, you know, they're ruling him out of the first series, but the second series is only...
not that far behind it, right?
8 days away.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not holding my breath for that. You know, the thing that I'm most worried about, and we don't know what the rotations are going to be, but we're assuming that we're going to Chicago. And are the Cubs going to pitch back-to-back lefties against the Padres in the first two games? Because their two most esteemed pitchers, I would say, are Imanaga and Matthew Boyd. Their most successful pitcher this year has been the rookie, right?
Yeah.
Cade Horton. But he left his last start the other night. After three innings and 29 pitches, they didn't announce why or what. They just said he's coming out as a precaution, something to keep an eye on. But this kid has a 1.62 ERA at Wrigley Field. And he's 11-4, and he's probably going to be the rookie of the year. But will the Cubs use him, or will they try to take advantage of the five lefties that the Padres figure to have in their lineup now that Laureano's hurt and go with two lefties? That'll be Craig Counsell's decision to make.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Padres, in the same way that you can either use it as an excuse
or you
can do something about it, it's going to be the same thing. Ramon is not coming through those doors.
Right, he's not going to play.
In these 3 days. So
yeah,
figure it out, and I think they will. I'm confident in the team. A large part of this group, I shouldn't say large, a good portion of the core has gone through this before, been able to go on the road, lock in and figure it out. And so that they'll have to do it again. They'll have to figure out how to way to go into Chicago, take game one, because that, from a percentage-wise, is a game changer.
I feel like that's so big, yeah.
It's a game changer in this new format. Teams that have won game one have gone on to have success in the wild card
round. They've
won
most of these wild card series, and that's the only real, you know, tidbit of information we've gotten out of the previous years, because the home team hasn't really done that well. The visitors,
card.
I think, won 3 out of 4 last year. The only one that won at home last year was the Padres.
Yeah.
Going on the road shouldn't matter. You know, the Padres are 8-8 at Wrigley Field since the COVID year. So they've had plenty of success there. And, you know, they lost 2 out of 3 earlier, and the two they lost in April were to Imanaga and to Boyd. So, You know, we'll see what the Cubs want to do, but the Padres only can control what they do. And I think it's Pivetta, and it looks like Darvish for game two, and it looks like King if you need a game three.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would be the ultimate.
Get it done in two.
Well, because then you could start King in the next series.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're going to have another decision to make going into Milwaukee for the first game a week from Saturday. But
I mean, that decision's coming.
That's a problem they have.
That decision's coming regardless, but it could be game one versus maybe game two in the second round.
Yeah, because Pivetta will start game one on Tuesday in Chicago, but he's not going to be coming back on Saturday for game one of the next series. So that's part of the advantage. You can set your pitching up, but we've also seen it work where the teams that don't get a bye make a big playoff run, and I hope that that's the year for the Padres. You know, this is – Ben asked our grades this year for this season to the panel this morning, and you and I both said A for this season. And I think people think, well, you guys are homers. You love the team too much, whatever you want to say. The reason I gave it an A, I think – Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks.
That's how Scraby's introducing himself to the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Twitter audience. The reason I gave him an A, and I think it's similar to what you did, Tony, this franchise has only been to the playoffs now 9 times in 57 years.
Yeah.
So to me, any of those seasons has to be an A. Just, you know, it's an A because it's not one of the 48 years that we didn't make the playoffs. That's how I look at it, and you looked at it by that, and plus all the stuff they've overcome.
Yeah, I think it was an A because of what you said. It's only the 9th time, right, in the organization's history. But I also remember what the offseason was like and what the beginning of the season was like when there was so much hand-wringing about the Dodgers and it not being fair that they're signing everybody and all of that. And here they are, legitimately on game 160 for 161 today for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
with a chance to possibly still win a division, and I don't think that was in the cards for anybody. Now you can also hand wring about the opportunities they blew in terms of not being able to close it out, but. Given that
that's for people like Scraby, the glass half empty.
Yes.
Would you like to try that again,
glass
sir?
Glass half empty.
What I meant to say is that's for people like you, Scraby, the doomers over there.
I'm not a doomer.
You're the leader of the doomers.
I'm not a doomer. No, doomers annoy me. Because
I think you're quiet. You're a closet doomer.
Doomer. I'm actually very, very positive.
If I know you, you already made dinner plans for next Thursday because you've assumed they're going to be swept in the first two.
You are a liar. You are a liar, sir.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, we'll get into the Cubs a little bit, the matchup. Are you worried about the Padres going into Chicago and having to take on the baby Bears? Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Good to have everybody in the studio. But we, after today, we don't want to see you for at least another 3-4 weeks, Tony.
Yeah, that's fine with me. That's fine by me.
Here and,
fine by me.
Yeah, we don't want to see you for a while. Padres are off today. Diamondbacks for the weekend to close out the regular season. If you're just tuning in, the division is going to officially go to the Dodgers unless, and granted, they have blown leads in the first two games of the series at Arizona, but they're
they
up
look
eight,
like they're just adding right now.
Right, they're adding 2-8-0, and they got runners on here in the sixth inning. So looks like L.A. will get the magic number for that down to 0, and then the Padres will have to root against the Cubs starting tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets. But most likely we're all going to Chicago, or Tony is going to Chicago next week. And Sammy Lev, I think, is
yes.
going to Chicago next week.
Yes, we can't say too much, but I believe he will be with you in Chicago.
All right, Sam.
What do you mean you believe?
I just don't want to say anything that I can't take back.
Let's just go ahead and put it out there now. Sam, I don't know where you're going to be at, man, because there ain't any room in our booth. I love you, but...
he's not going to be in there,
There's no shot he's going to be
in there. I can't imagine he would try. I mean, if you walk in that booth and Dave Marcus just gave you a look, that's all you need.
He will. First of all, I have to reveal this. Dave Marcus has been, going out of his mind for the past... about since we were in Chicago for the White Sox series. He has been dreading... talk about someone who's been pulling as hard as they possibly could for the Padres to either surpass the Cubs.
Because he didn't want to go there. He didn't want to drag the gear up there.
He does not want to take the gear up.
Yeah, you told us about this. Yeah, there's no elevator or escalator up there. So
he is, and me and Jesse have been trying to get him prepared. Like, we're going to Chicago.
Yeah.
We're going. So
it's
get your mind wrapped
around. Done.
And he just refused to. I'm hoping now that after today's thing is over,
right,
he'll really be able to dig in on that.
I want to give Dave a little credit here for being able to accomplish something that I was never able to accomplish. And to tell the story right, I have to go back to when I broadcast the Gulls games at the sports arena, because I sat at a table. There was really no press box there. I sat out in the open kind of at a table. I had some room, but I was out among the fans, and there was always a couple of chairs there next to me. And every now and again, somebody just comes sit down. Somebody from the office, somebody from marketing, one of the players who wasn't in the lineup that night. And I hated it. But I never really said anything because I didn't want to be a bad guy and kick him out. Well, let's move now to the Padre booth. Dave Marcus sits lording above you guys.
Lording, for
and
sure.
In that spot next to him, Tony, is a chair that no one sits in.
No.
But all the times I've ever been in the booth to see you and Jesse, I have never really felt welcome enough to even try to sit in that empty chair.
Oh, my gosh, Chris, you're so right. I went in there one time.
I haven't even thought about it. I'm like, okay, guys, see you later.
I went in there one time.
He doesn't want you there, and that's fine. I get it. Because I would be the same way, but he's able to somehow express that without expressing it.
No, I get
it. I'm going to text him right now. I hope you're listening.
Oh, I totally feel what you're feeling, Chris, because there was one time where I hung out way too long, apparently.
Yeah.
Because Dave goes, you could go and sit back in the press box. Oh, you're trying to kick me out. I'm just trying to enjoy the nice view we have here.
Hey, you know what's funny? If you would have called anybody, are you trying to kick me? No, no, not at all.
I just wanted to let
you know that you could
that
also.
There's more room over there. Yeah.
But if you're standing there, you might be blocking his view of watching the international soccer game he's got up on the screen there in the
Moldova playing against
And Juventus.
And Juventus.
Yeah. So, Dave, all right. Dave is our guy, of course. He knows. We love him. And we are, everybody's going to be going, to the Windy City next week. And it's going to bring back some memories of 1984, which was the Padres' first ever playoff. They played the Cubs. It started at Wrigley Field. The only difference was that one came back here. For the last three games, and of course, all the magic happened, and the Padres went to their first World Series. But that's probably to talk about next week. This Cubs team has not been great the second half of the season. They've been very mediocre.
Offense especially.
Offensively, they've struggled. They've had the injuries. Kyle Tucker, as I said, is out. Been out for a lot of the second half, and even when he's been in, he wasn't producing too much. Say a Suzuki, who looked like he'd be MVP the first
fell
half.
Fell off a cliff.
Off of a cliff in the second half. Same for PCA.
Yeah.
PCA did very little after the first half, because he was an MVP candidate at the All-Star break. And believe it or not, the Cubs were actually ahead of the Brewers by a game at the All-Star break. That obviously has not held up. The Cubs have gone 32-30. The Padres have gone 35-28 since the All-Star break. So, Padres have been a little bit better. The big concern I have, again, is those two left-handed pitchers. And that just sticks in my mind. I looked it up. Imanaga this year has only given up three home runs to left-handed hitters. And he's given up a 572 OPS to lefties. That's really good. And Matthew Boyd has only given up two homers all year to lefties. And he's given up a 576 OPS. Those are two tough customers. And the Padres, you got to find a way. That's it. Because they're going to pitch. And if they don't, then the rookie's going to pitch. And he's been good, too.
Yeah,
so.
You just got to figure. Listen, this is the time. This is the time to be who you're supposed to be. Because when you are, a lot of success is ahead of you. When you're not who you are as a team or supposed to be, that's when you go home early. And so I think the Padres will spend these last three games offensively trying to get right. For those who aren't right, there's a few guys going right now. O'Hearn's going right now.
Can we interview O'Hearn again next week?
We might
before,
need to.
Yeah,
we might need
to. He's taken off since
Although,
then.
I don't know that, I think they moved to the more national. You got to step on the podium and kind of get in front of the mics and things of that nature. But
this happens to all of us. Not suspicious. The word means you have to do something superstitious.
Ah!
Ding, 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 ding,
ding.
Hey, give me a bell. Come on, man.
Go.
I hung with that. I stayed with it. Unbelievable.
That was good, Scray. Your timing was phenomenal.
Yes, we have brain old man disease again. But if he's superstitious, maybe he'll come on. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
what I was trying to say, and I wish I hadn't tried to say it at this point.
Yes, if he's superstitious, we could definitely get him back on. But the Padres. This is exciting. This is what we kind of bicker about throughout the course of the year. Now the time is coming. It actually hasn't. We still got three more games and whatnot. But
I got a question for you guys.
What you got?
Someone on the chat said that the Padres should punt these next three games against the Diamondbacks.
Well, what does that
mean? What does that look like?
Yeah, just like back just, to the comment. Hold on.
Like now punt as in don't play anybody?
Says, Let the Diamondbacks overtake the Mets over the weekend. They'll have a better shot than the Mets against the Dodgers.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh. That doesn't... Who knows? Okay, yes, but no. I don't know.
He says yes, but no. That's not an answer.
Well, who knows who's going to win between the Mets
again,
and Dodgers
again, the
break
we do know about the postseason is that, especially the last 4
Diamondbacks
years...
Diamondbacks have given the Dodgers some problems.
They have. But we also know that the postseason, or the regular season, does not matter when it comes to... What's going to happen in the postseason?
I'm pretty sure that the Diamondbacks won a pretty big series in the postseason against the Dodgers a couple years ago.
They did.
Years
ago. No
went to the World Series because of it.
It wasn't.
Doesn't mean they'll beat them again.
Yeah, nobody rigged it, though, so that it could happen. It kind of just happened, and everybody was surprised that it went down that way.
And the Mets lost to the Dodgers in the NLCS last year, but that doesn't guarantee they would lose to them next week.
And the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks last night and are up 8-0 right
now. I don't know. I don't know what the Padres can do about punting anyway. They only have 26 guys on the roster. So if you sat out everybody, you wouldn't even have enough to play the game. You have to, you know, go out there and play ball. What are you not going to try? You're going to have, you tell your pitchers to cough up some home runs? I mean, I don't know what punting a baseball
game. Just go in there and throw it right down the middle.
Yeah, I don't know what punting a baseball game really looks like.
Okay.
But I appreciate the idea.
I mean, do you?
No.
I get why people think that way sometimes. I don't think it's crazy to think that.
I mean, it is kind of when you actually think about it, like sending a team out there to just like
to lose,
go through the motions, I think that would look crazy.
You're probably right. That does. And it's very hard to lose a baseball game.
Final score. Diamondbacks 38, Padres nothing. Well, we punted, guys.
Yeah. No, Mike Schilt will never punt. Yeah, I don't think that's in his DNA.
No, I don't think so either. Good point, Scrabe.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to get into some more of this playoff preview. We're going to try to figure out what the Padres' 26-player roster will look like. As Tony said, we'll get a little more in-depth into the Cubs, give you a little more familiarity with them, and take a look at what else is happening, what else is likely or not likely to happen next week in the playoffs, because so much of it is up in the air as we head into the final weekend. We also haven't forgot about our soccer fans on Thursday. Neil Sika, play-by-play MLS season pass, going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour as the Chrome gets ready to go to, I think it's Atlanta this week.
Atlanta.
Keep track of my Chrome schedule here.
The what? The Chrome. Yeah,
SDFC. They're calling him the Chrome.
Is that where we're going?
This is a Chris thing.
You think so? It was online.
I haven't really seen it many places
if
else.
If you type in Google the Chrome, it'll come up SDFC. That it's what they call our team. So I don't know why you think that's a Chris thing.
They are playing the Earthquakes.
My bad.
Saturday.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
San Jose.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Atlanta, San Jose, same thing. We'll have MLS. We'll also have our NFL picks later on and Big Five. And we're here till 4:30 because there is Thursday night football tonight. But this game is for the birds.
Ha ha.
All right.
It's the Seagulls and the Cardinals.
Yes. I'm superstitious is the word. Yeah.
There you go.
More Gwen and Chris coming up after this break to get my brain right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
2:34 on the clock. Tony Glenn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We will be diving into the Padre roster for postseason shortly. But first, I kind of want to talk about something a little more serious, something that has affected, has touched my life and has touched many people's lives out there. And we're talking about cancer. And this comes up because a family friend of mine is trying to raise awareness. He's got a golf tournament out at Ranch Bernardo. He lost, his name is Chase Peckham. He lost his wife, Carrie, in 2023 to colon cancer. And so he reached out to me.
And Scrape, you mentioned you don't think of women, colon cancer, but it doesn't pick any favorites.
No.
Cancer. And that's...
That's the tough part, right? Is that there's no rhyme or reason for what is happening here. And especially in young people with this particular cancer is starting to be on the uprise. So if you are a golfer out there or someone who wants to help raise awareness to this cause, this is a good one. It's Carrie's Boost for Blue Colon Cancer Awareness Classic. The goal is to get 120 golfers. They're about a little less than halfway full.
It's pretty good.
I think it's 30 foursomes gets you to the 120.
Yeah.
They're at 14 right now. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to, after we get done with this segment here, I'm going to put it on my X account where you guys can go. And I think Scraby and these guys, Scraby and Chris will also retweet it. And you have a chance to, you know, check it out. See if you want to get into a foursome. Go play some golf. Help raise awareness to a great cause. This is a cause that, as I said, it has touched many, many people, not just my family, not just the Peckhams family, but one way or another, you know somebody, even if it hasn't touched your family directly, you know somebody.
Last year, I guess it's still this year, we've lost in the, you know, in our community, Bryce Miller and Scott Miller.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I just, you know, can't tell you how much both of those hurt, and I've been trying to figure it out the whole year. Why and how and what did they do? Nothing wrong.
No, those two
got
gentlemen.
To figure this out somehow about cancer, and you know it's those aren't empty words. We actually do have to figure this out somehow someday. Can't just have this keep happening.
Couple notes: colorectal cancer is the nation's number two cancer killer. But it doesn't have to be. With on-time screening, colon cancer can be found in the earliest stage when it's most treatable. Screening for average-risk people should start at 45. It is important to realize that this cancer does not just affect older people. That's the other kind of misconception about colon cancer, that it's for older people. As I said, the colon cancer is rising in young adults. That's why if you have family history of colon cancer or experiencing symptoms like unexplained weight loss, a change in bowel habits, or blood in the toilet after going to the bathroom, you should talk to your doctor about getting screened for colon cancer ASAP. Again, I'm going to put this up on my X account. Right after we get done with this segment, you guys can go donate however you want to contribute or help raise awareness. It would be greatly appreciated. So I thought we'd start there before we got into this roster part, which is a little bit more fun.
Oh, yeah, a little bit more fun. Go have fun and play golf. I've played that golf course many times. Yeah, it's a great golf course. It used to host PGA Tour events like in the back in the day. So the greens are really tough, and it would be fun to go out there.
You're going to all go out and play golf as a foursome anyway soon. So why not, you know, get involved in this tournament? Go play. Do something to help somebody, and it may end up coming back and helping you. Boom. All right, 26-man roster. For lack of having no better transition than that.
Right, right.
What do you got? I was looking at this today because I know you talked about it, Scraby, and what are the Padres going to go into Chicago with? I don't think there's too many question marks, honestly.
Yeah.
Had Laureano not been hurt, there'd be no question marks. But with him hurt, you know, you're going to obviously have Fermin and Diaz. You're going to have Arraez and O'Hearn.
Let's go position.
So that's what I'm saying. So Arraez and O'Hearn, you know, first base, second, and short, Cronenworth, Bogey, third base, Iglesias and Manny. So that's eight. You got four outfielders for sure.
Jackson, Fernando,
Gavin.
Sheets, and Bryce Johnson.
Okay.
So there's one spot. And who do you want to give it to? Will Wagner? You want to give it to Matt McCoy?
Mason McCoy,
sorry. So, who else? Are you going to bring back Tirso Ornelas? You know what I mean? You're not. So.
Well, I was reading AJ Casaville's article earlier about this, and he was pretty beyond the wild card roster.
Well, then he'd have to replace McCoy. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. And also, the two names that stood out to me on his article were Will Wagner, just because I honestly just don't get it. But the other one is Bradley Rodriguez.
Let's go back.
Well, we haven't done the pitching yet.
Hold on, let's go back to the statement before that. You don't get what?
I don't get why Will Wagner's getting opportunities. I haven't seen. I mean, I know that there's a reason he's there, and I know that they know more than I do, but I haven't seen much.
Who would you like the opportunity to go to?
It's a great question. Didn't think you were going to put me on the spot.
It's
going
to stump you.
Didn't. Well,
they don't have anyone else.
That's
Grabe.
Really what it boils
that's
down
what they
to.
Have right now.
I personally, nothing against Will Wagner. Do not want to see him taking a bat in the playoffs.
You want Mason to take a bat?
Do not want Mason McCoy.
Scraby, there's a one extra spot. There's no guarantee they'll get it at bat, but someone has to have the spot.
Know. If Laureano's finger was fine, we wouldn't be
it's
talking
not.
About
it's
this.
It's not. So move on. It's not.
All right, so the question marks are going to be on the pitching staff. And you've mentioned Bradley Rodriguez. Let's start with who we know is going to be on there. We know Pivetta, Darvish, and we know King. I don't think we know for sure that Cease and Vasquez will both be on it. There's really not a lot of reason to put Cease on there unless you plan on using him in long relief. So why have Cease take a spot that could go to a reliever? Remember, you can change your roster for the next round. So that's where I think your guy, Rodriguez, comes into play, because obviously the bullpen, you got to have Suarez and Mason Miller and Estrada and Morejon, and you're going to have Yuki, and you're going to have Peralta, and you're going to have David Morgan. So those seven are in, but what do you want to do with Cease and Vasquez? And then there would even be one spot beyond that. So is it Rodriguez? Is it Kyle Hart? Is it both of them? I'm not sure. I think I'd carry Vasquez on the postseason, because I think he would be pretty fun if I needed a third or fourth inning covered.
And he's done it out of the
And
pen.
He's done that. Yeah. So I would do Vasquez. I might actually not have Cease active for the Cub series and give myself another arm. I want Kyle Hart because that's a fourth lefty.
Yeah.
And you can never have too many lefties for matchup.
And he's been pitching well lately.
Right. So then, yeah, I think that's interesting to say Bradley Rodriguez maybe over Cease. But we'll see.
See, I found it interesting
that's
that both
thinking.
Woods and Tony this morning thought that coming out of the bullpen is not something that Dylan Cease would be set up best for. But, like, for me, thinking, and if that's the case, then I don't want him coming out of the bullpen if he's going to be all cattywampus. But for me, like having him in the bullpen and you saying, I need three outs in the sixth inning, go get him for me. I think that's a perfect spot for him. But again, I am not a starting pitcher and I don't know the, you know, how he goes about his business and all that.
None of us do. I mean, we only can go off what we've seen. And given that he's had, you know, the type of weird year that he's had, I don't know if that's the best route
it's
for
also
him.
A good point.
You know, so we'll see. I think I wouldn't be surprised to not see him on that roster. As you said, they only need three starters for this particular series and whatever bullpen help you can get. And I think having a guy like Vasquez who's actually come out of the bullpen before, I think that means something as you get ready to put this roster together.
And, yeah, Cease, to me, is a starting pitcher. And that's just a different animal, totally different animal than asking him to, you know, has he ever even pitched once in relief?
That's a great.
Right? Would you want his debut to be in the sixth inning of game three with a tie score?
Especially considering the thing that he has struggled with the most. It's been command.
Yeah.
That's
good point, Tony.
It's a heck of a spot to drop him in, like, boop, go get him.
Good luck. We're all counting on you, as the saying goes.
It looks like every game he's played, he started.
Yeah.
So.
I think Cease is left off the roster. But I also still think he's a candidate to start game one of the Milwaukee
series.
They get there, because Pivetta can't come back from Tuesday to Saturday. And if the Cubs series goes three, that means King and Darvish will not be available. To me, Cease is the choice. Even though Vasquez pitched well against Milwaukee the other night,
hey, I think it's just, I don't think 100% that they're going to agree.
Yeah, I think they go with Cease to start the
just
Milwaukee
series. Just think if you didn't know anything you knew this year, right? And you got into a postseason, and you're like, all right, fine, we got King, Darvish, and Pivetta, and they're like, oh well, you know, if you when you get past that, you can start a Dylan Cease in game one of the second round, you'd have taken that in a heartbeat.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like found money.
I mean, because remember the idea behind giving the two teams, the top teams a bye, and so that they can set their pitching up the way they want to, their best guys, right? The disadvantage for not getting is that you got to roll in and you're shorthanded. And I think having a Dylan Cease in your back pocket in this situation, I think is a positive for him. So
that's what I would do. But again, you know, even though my phone line is open, I don't expect Mike Schilt to be calling to get any thoughts on my behalf. You know, you look at the Cubs, and I'm trying to find the weakness for them, and it's pretty clear if you look at it. It is the comparison of the bullpens. Yeah. It just is. Yep. I know it seems like you don't want, but I'm looking at the starting pitching. The Cubs have 62 wins this year from their starting pitchers. The only team that has more than that is the Yankees with 63. So the Cubs have 62 wins by their starters compared to the Padres who have 44. So, again, you're going to have to keep these games close for five or six and then win in the bullpen. And that's where the Padres have, you know, been able to beat everybody. Padres have by far the best bullpen ERA. The Padres' record coming out of the bullpen is as good as anybody, 43-27. In fact, the Padres lead in bullpen victories. So that's part of it. The Cubs have more power, but they also play at Wrigley Field. I think it's something. But it's maybe not as pronounced as we think.
For that reason that you just named is why the offense is under the spotlight. Because if you get a lead, you are in much better position than anybody else in the playoffs. And so if the offense can get the lead and hang on through it through five, you got yourselves a recipe that we've been talking about since we acquired Mason Miller. Now, it's changed a little bit since Adam went down with the injury, but you still have the advantage with the four guys you got.
I like what Woodsy said this morning. Can we just go Mason Miller for three or four innings every game?
That would be nice.
Would it really be a problem? Come on. You know, you can rest all summer, pal.
Yeah.
We need you for three
Bringing
innings.
Bringing back the old Goose Gossage. Goose Gossage
yes.
saves.
Gossage is somewhere listening. He's like, yeah, exactly. What's the matter with that? But, yeah, I love that. You know, the other thing is, Tony, and it's hard to do in the postseason, harder, but scoring four runs. And it's so funny. Everybody goes, you know what wins in the postseason? Pitching and defense. You know what really wins in the postseason?
Four
runs. A team that can score four runs.
Four runs.
There were 43 games last year in the playoffs, and, you know, I do weird stuff like that. Looked it up. In 35 of those games, the winning team had four runs or more. That's what it takes to win in the postseason. And if you score four or more, you're going to win 75% of the time. If you score three or less, last year anyway, you won about 20% of the time. So you can win 3-1, but it's sure a lot nicer to get four. And I think you got to find a way to get there. That's got to be your thing every night.
Just please do not give up any 3-run home runs.
None.
Those
are killers.
The three games in Chicago, all good weather, by the way. This won't be your typical.
Oh, next week.
Next week. If they happen to play some night games, you don't have to worry about seeing the smoke coming out of anybody's mouth because it's not going to be
that cold yet.
It's going to be mid-70s. Like 63 as a low, so that's much better conditions than we'd had when we went there first time.
I'm looking at it. Tuesday, 81 degrees is the high. Wednesday, 74.
So
Thursday, 75.
We all are really watching. Everybody should be watching now is to see if the Yankees catch Toronto.
Yes.
Because if the Yankees catch Toronto, I think the Padres will be destined for a night game in Chicago, or a later starting game in Chicago. If the Yankees are not caught, or Yankees finish in the wild card spot, rest assured the Padres will play
Yankees
it early.
Are getting prime time, and the Padres are getting kicked to the afternoon.
That's right.
But that's the thing. Is that right. I don't think that's, and I know I'm a little biased, but
yeah,
I don't think that's fair.
I
don't think that's the right matchup for people to be watching. I think Padres and Cubs.
It's not about.
Are you kidding me? You don't think they're going to want to put the Red Sox versus the Yankees
in prime time? But I do. I don't know anybody that cares about the Red Sox.
I think the only thing that could challenge that, honestly, now
Padres-Dodgers.
Is Padres-Dodgers.
And I understand why Red Sox-Yankees makes it over Padres and Cubs, but I don't know anyone that cares.
Understand it.
But I don't know anyone. I really was asking about this. You live in San Diego.
How would you expect to know anybody who wants to see Yankees and Red Sox over the Padres?
You know, I do have friends outside of the San Diego area.
Not in the East Coast.
They live in the Bay Area.
And I said, they're in Cincinnati. They're in different places.
I think Cincinnati's paying attention.
No one wants to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Everybody wants to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox. And you watch the ratings. Will be through the roof if that's a series in the wild card. And
I'll be sleeping during that game.
You go ahead, take a nap, and then the Dodgers will play the last game.
For sure.
Because they're the West Coast. So that's what, Tony, if the Yankees play the wild card, Padres are playing in the afternoon.
That's my guess.
Me too. And if the Yankees, if Toronto ends up in the wild card and it's Boston-Toronto, then I do think the Padres slide down into a
that second to last
evening
spot. Yeah.
Location.
For sure.
Either way, the games are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I know, Tony, you're a solid traveler and a lot of experience. My point being,
solid traveler.
I know. I can't.
Tony, I think you're a real solid traveler.
You know what he is? He's a superstitious traveler.
Oh.
And
he is a little bit of
that.
But
you got to pack for like 7 days because you're going to go to Chicago. They'll go straight to Milwaukee for sure.
We'll bust straight to Milwaukee for sure.
Hopefully,
I will be. Yeah. It will be packed up for two places.
For sure. Yeah.
Can we go back to this Yankees Red Sox thing? Because someone said I'm coping on the chat and they're from Michigan and they want to watch that. Literally tell me one player on the Red Sox, not you two.
You're coping?
Coping. I don't know why I'm coping with something, but
no
one really knows anything about the Red Sox. The Yankees are always put in our face, but there's no excitement. Like, to me, I don't think of the Red Sox and think, this is going to be the most exciting game in the world.
I don't think.
Unfortunately, Scraby, you're speaking just on an island by yourself.
Please come to my rescue.
The Yankees and the Red Sox.
They're not coming to your rescue because everybody else knows it.
Yeah. They're the biggest rivalry in the history.
I can't wait to see Giancarlo Stanton ground into a double play and then have whatever his name is.
He may very well ground into a double play, but it will be in primetime. I can guarantee you that.
I'm not doubting that. I know where the TV executives think it's at.
And when Seiya Suzuki grounds into one, it'll be in the early dusk of the afternoon.
Oh, we're never... We'll never even know that it happened. If Seiya Suzuki grounds into a double play at midday, no one hears it. So.
Well... Scraby is you are really funny.
Oh, Tyler says America has Trent Gresham fever. So
yeah. Trent Gresham is balling, by the way.
He's had a season to remember.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting crushed for this. Well, it's not crushed. I shouldn't say crushed.
It's a bad take, man.
Yeah, it's a bad take.
It's a bad take for me to say. I'd rather watch Padres Cubs over Yankees.
Well, you're
Red Sox.
It kind of comes off as whining because it's not.
It's not.
Your bad take is that no one wants to see the Yankees and the Red Sox. That is a bad take.
It's so funny how things change because...
But that's exactly what you said.
We've been talking about it all year about how no one cares about Sunday Night Baseball when Red Sox play the Yankees. No one cares.
I gotcha.
No,
you didn't get anything. You got nothing.
They're saying the Yankees and the Red Sox, two gigantic brands.
I don't care.
I'm not saying... that they're not gigantic brands.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that their games are going to be boring.
We'll see. Because they'll be in prime time. We'll find out.
Watch, then. Now they're going to be like 15-14. Home runs everywhere.
That's some pretty memorable games over the years.
Just saying, Scrape. You make it seem like they...
Thank you, Cody. No one west of the Mississippi cares. He's right.
He might be right about that, but there's a lot more people east of the Mississippi.
Right. So there's that point. All right. What first hour in the can. Second hour, we got a little Daily Gambit coming your way. More Quinn and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.